I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
This is a big night. I mean, I would say that Tiffany Haddish is the breakout star of 2017, wouldn't you? She is making her Clubhouse debut along with Cynthia Bailey, who obviously has been here many, many, many times. Always happy to see Cynthia, and I'm so excited to meet Tiffany. I became a big fan of hers. I think we all did this year, but specifically her energy on SNL was so great that I just really found her infectious. All right, enjoy the show.
Her Girls Trip was one of the year's biggest hits, and on Her Girls Trip, Nene's Bun called it quits. It's Watch What Happens Live with Tiffany Haddish and Cynthia Bailey now. Bravo Clubhouse on a Sunday night with two women so merry and bright, I'm already feeling a little lit. My first guest was the breakout star of Girls Trip, the first black female comedian to host SNL. She has a memoir, The Last Black Unicorn, that is already getting rave reviews. Everybody get it now. This woman basically made 2017 her bitch. Please welcome the hilarious Tiffany Haddish. Hey, Tiffany Haddish. I'm so glad you're here. And she has set the bar so impossibly high for what 50 looks like. The rest of us may as well just put on some sweats and give it up. Welcome back, Real Housewife of Atlanta, Cynthia Bailey. Great to see you. Tiffany, man, so great to meet you. Seriously, if ever this year was a year for anybody, it was your year. Yes. You were so wonderful in Girls Trip. You were getting, I mean, I feel that you're going to get an Oscar nomination
Shut
for this
up,
movie.
You're speaking it into existence right now. From your mouth, the God's ears, and all them people that nominate and vote and stuff, too.
Since my guests feel right at home in a powerful female ensemble behind the bar, it is the original bad girl of rock and roll. She's the lead singer of the Ronettes. She is a goddess. Ronnie Spector. Hey, Ronnie Spector. Ronnie Spector, you look great. I just found out you're an Atlanta Housewives fan. I can't believe it.
Oh, you kidding me? I was just in Atlanta 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And I said, I love Atlanta and the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Perfect. Ronnie, I know you were good buddies with Keith Richards in the day. Are you two still good buddies?
Yeah, we live 15 minutes apart in Connecticut.
Oh, my God. I love it. I want to get started on tonight's episode. Portia was at it again. Take a look at this. This is a doozy.
We have our own trolley.
We have our own trolley.
Are you serious?
Yes.
We are now in Chinatown.
I love Chinatown. I feel like I just stepped off the trolley and I'm now in Tokyo.
Tiffany Haddish. Girl. Is Tokyo in China?
Tokyo is not in China.
She don't know the difference between Japanese and Chinese.
Kenya and Nene had some shady things to say about Sheree's relationship. It is time for our shady boot moments of the night.
What was he doing when you met him?
He's a con artist.
Did he con you?
Absolutely not. I'm too smart for that.
I hope he don't con her out of Chateau Sheree.
Well, it's not her name, so he can't do that. No, I'm being serious.
Sheree's taste in men is confusing, but if she has found love in a prison bay, I am all the way here for her.
All right. Cynthia, we were living for you a few weeks ago in the tub. Take a look.
Oh.
I'm 50 and single. Doesn't mean that I want to be in the lake with the deers and the squirrels. I want a man. I want love again. I'm excited about the possibilities.
Yes.
I saw that, Cynthia. You know, I went and took me a bath. I had a do-rag on. And I was like, this is not. Nice.
Tiffany, what was your reaction to Cynthia's photo shoot date?
Oh, my God. Okay, so I was very upset for you. I was so mad because who takes somebody on a first date to work? It's your model, right? He took you to work.
I basically did.
Did
go
he
to work.
Pay you? Did he yeah, pay you?
No, he didn't.
Did you get the pictures?
No, I didn't get the pictures.
So he basically used you on a first date. See, that's right there is cause to slap the shit out of you.
Tiffany and Cynthia are taking your questions, but before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, on Atlanta Housewives, the ladies visited a winery, and when everyone started stomping all over Kenya's marriage, Cynthia got sour grapes. Here's what. Cynthia, take a look at what the ladies had to say after you left the room. I want to hear what you have to say about what they had to say. Take a look.
Let's play a game. How many believe that Kenya is really married? Raise your hand.
Really married, like in love. What are you running off to?
I'm not running off to anywhere. I'm walking out of the room because I don't want to hear any shit about Kenya right now.
You gonna walk off from the table? First of all, that's your friend when she, like a microwave. She's a convenient, what is it, a conventional friend?
I like that friendship. And if she wants to support Kenya,
don't bullshit that stuff.
What you mean? We're not saying
Candy,
that.
Candy, I can only respect you if you're real with it though, Cynthia.
Oh, them is some messy bitches.
Cynthia.
Go ahead now. Okay. Well, I will say this. I am so here for Kenya. At that time, her mom, you know, her grandmother had just passed. But her mom is like her grandmother. And it was a hard time for her. And I was the only one that was really, like, doing those scenes with her and just talking to her and being here for her during that time. So I was a little sensitive and a little emotional. So I was a little protective of Kenya.
Okay.
All right.
Second, we have all fantasized about being on a girls' trip with Tiffany, but now it's her term. Here's what. It is time for fantasy girls' trip. Tiffany, I'm going to give you pairs of women. You will specify who you'd want on your fantasy trip, okay? Who would you rather share a hotel room with? Oprah Winfrey or Hillary Clinton?
Oprah.
Okay. Who would you rather have as a karaoke partner, Beyonce or Lady Gaga?
Beyonce.
Okay. Who would you rather get drunk with during your trip? Miley Cyrus or Jennifer Lawrence?
Miley, because she gonna turn up. It's gonna be a funny story to tell later.
Who would you rather have as your dance bunny, J-Lo or Britney?
J-Lo.
Okay. Who would you rather have on your side during a fight, Chrissy Teigen or Kim Kardashian?
Well, Chrissy, because she know how to fight.
Yes. Who would be a better wing woman, Queen Latifah or Jada Pinkett Smith?
Ooh, a better wing woman?
Yeah.
Well, see, they both really good wing women. They I know are. This for a fact.
Right.
I would have to be like both of them.
Okay, both of them.
But, I mean, if we hit any streets, like we going hard.
Yeah.
Because Jada like to go to bed early, Queen Latifah.
All right. Who would you rather get stuck sitting next to on a flight, Taylor Swift or Katy Perry?
Oh, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that's your girl. There's your dream team for a girls' trip. Right there. Finally, when it comes to dating, these two bachelorettes are certainly hot commodities, but what romantic behavior makes their blood run cold? Here's what. It's time for DeWheel Breakers. I'm going to spin the DeWheel and throw out a relationship attribute. Tell me if you're into that or if it ain't that cute.
Okay.
So here we go. Would you date a guy with a small penis?
Yes.
Well, not knowingly. Like, I mean, you know, I wouldn't.
You did it before, yes.
No, but
it's
not my preference.
What if he got a small penis and a jet?
But it's not my preference.
Would you date a guy who doesn't have a license?
A driver's license?
Yeah.
Or like a gun license?
A driver's license.
Hell
hell no.
That's
now, would you date a guy that hates giving oral?
No.
No, he has to give oral.
Yeah, okay. Does it wear deodorant?
No.
I need deodorant.
Okay. Yeah. Passes gas in front of you.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I would. Because I'm going to do it, too. I'm going to be like, can I test?
Spent time in jail. Would you date a guy that had spent time in
How
jail?
How much time? Like a week or like 17
a year,
years?
A year plus.
No.
No.
Okay. It depends. Okay.
Was he in solitary confinement most of the time?
Wanna be DJ?
I'm gonna have to make him a pot of beans and broccoli and see how the wind passed by. Let's see.
Would you date a wannabe DJ?
A wannabe DJ?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that already.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Oh my God, that's so funny. Tiffany, Kaylin V wants to know if you've ever done the grapefruit technique in real life.
Yes, and I got a Corvette out of it.
Ooh!
Yes, it was a 1998 Corvette, but
it was still a Corvette, Danny.
Cynthia Lucy asks from San Antonio, Texas, have you met Kenya's husband?
I have met Kenya's husband, and he's awesome.
You like him.
He's a great guy.
Let's go to Eve from Baltimore. Hey, Eve, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, my question is for Tiffany.
Okay.
Tiffany, when will we see Girls Trip 2?
Girl, I don't know. I know we got to get, I feel like in my soul we're going to have a Girls Trip 2. I mean, it made so much money. It made over $139 million in counting. And if they made a Bad Moms 2, I don't know why they wouldn't make a Girls Trip 2. So, I hope we get to go to Africa. Like, we do a Girls Trip to South Africa, and then all my people, our people, can see how beautiful Africa is.
Tiffany, Tiffany, were you, how nervous were you before SNL, being the first female African-American woman to host, comedian to host?
The first African-American stand-up comic to host SNL. Nervous?
Yeah.
Not. Excited? Yes. Very excited about it.
Yeah.
And, like, just wanted to show and share everything that I have. But it was restricted. But still, I showed a lot.
Yes, she did. Cynthia, Chasten from Houston wants to know how you felt after hearing NeNe's commentary about your friendship with Kenya.
I don't really, pay NeNe that much attention at this point. We've been through it all. We're super close. We went through our own time where we didn't talk.
Rolls off.
We're good. I think about
it. She crazy for real because, I did a comedy show with her.
That's right.
And that was a mess.
Really? Was she funny?
She was funny at first, but then she got drunk, and then I got concerned.
On next week's Atlanta Housewives, Cynthia brings her new boyfriend on a boat date, and Candy goes on a major fishing expedition. Watch this.
How you doing? Good to see you.
Good to see you.
What's up, brother?
How you doing, man? Good. Ready to roll? I saw you looking at me with those cat eyes a few times.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I did. You were on Steve Harvey show for dating, which is like, okay. But then my other friend was a part of a dating show that somebody was doing a pilot on.
Okay.
And they were saying you were on that too.
I'm not an opportunist.
In Atlanta, there's a lot of people who fake it till they make it. Stay woke.
Wow.
Oh, okay. My God.
Tiffany, Josh W. texted, you were invited to Taylor Swift's house for dinner. What's one thing that people would be surprised to know about her?
Be surprised to know about Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
She has those Polaroid, them old school 1980 Polaroid cameras all over, and she takes lots of pictures and makes these really beautiful collages.
Oh, that's cute. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Did you two become friends the week of your SNL?
Yeah, we met. It's so funny. When she came in, she came immediately into my room and was like, I love your comedy. I've been watching you. I know all of your stuff. And she started quoting jokes from 10 years ago. Wow. And I was like, oh, I like this.
Let's go to Michelle from Boston. Hey, Michelle, what's your question?
Hey, Annie, my question's for Cynthia.
Okay.
Given how NeNe has said things about you in the press in the past, do you think Portia has the right to be mad at NeNe?
Do I think Portia has the right to be mad at NeNe? Well, it's two different situations. When I was mad at NeNe, we were into it. So, I was mad at her. We didn't talk for a couple of years. And now this is not about me. It's about Portia and NeNe. So they're going through their stuff. And, that's just how that works.
That part.
Yeah.
Let's go to Allie from Richmond. Hey, Allie, what's your question? I want Tiffany to be here every night. What's your question?
I only come on a show with Tiffany.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi, I just want to let you guys, Andy and Cynthia, you're two of my all-time favorites.
Aww,
but my question is for Tiffany.
Okay.
Hey, Tiffany.
Hey, girl, hi.
Hey. What's the best and worst part about being in a Jay-Z video?
What was what?
Best and worst part about being in a Jay-Z video.
Best part, I got to work with a lot of my friends, and Issa Rae, that was the first time I got to meet Issa Rae, and she became my homegirl. We fried chicken and all that. Worst part was the bathroom broke in my trailer, so I had to walk to go to the bathroom.
Wendy V texted, Tiffany, when you go out to dinner with your girls trip co-stars, who picks up the bill?
Universal.
Let's go to Carol from Florida. Hey, Carol, what's your question?
Hello, Andy and ladies.
Hi.
My question is for Cynthia.
Okay.
Do you think Candy will ever be able to forgive Portia?
Not anytime soon.
Okay.
But I think in time, she will. But, you know, she's going through a process, and, you know, it was a lot. I just feel like you can't rush forgiveness. I mean, it's kind of up to Candy, but I respect the process.
Well, it's game time, everybody. Since the holidays are upon us, I thought it would be rude if I didn't get my guests a little something special. So come on out, Blake. Come on out, buddy. It is time for... Hey, man. It's time for Trip or Strip. I'm going to name some things my guests might have done on a girl's trip. For everyone they have done, Blake here is going to remove a clothing item of that lady's choice. All right? Okay, here we go. Have either of you ever had a one-night stand with a foreigner while on a trip? Yes, you have? Okay, he'll remove whatever you want him to remove.
Okay. Take your shoes off.
Okay, very good.
I want to see them feet.
Have either of you ever had sex in an ocean? No. Okay, have any of you ever been skinny dipping on a trip? No?
Wait,
Cynthia has. Okay. What would you like Blake to take off?
Take off your scarf, please.
Okay, his scarf. Have you ever bailed on a hotel room bill? No. Have you ever ordered porn in your hotel room? Cynthia has. Okay. What would you like Blake to take off?
Sweater, please.
Sweater, please. Okay. Have you ever snuck into a tourist attraction without paying?
Oh.
Yes, they both are. Tiffany, what would you like Blake
take
to take
off? Take your shirt off.
Take your shirt off. All right. Okay. This is getting a lot more interesting. Have any of you ever had phone sex with your bae back at home while you were on a trip?
Uh-huh. Take your pants off.
Okay. It's okay. Take the pants off.
Take your other shoe off.
Take his other shoe off. Have any of you ever stalked a celebrity that you heard was staying at your hotel?
What's your definition of stalk?
Light stalk. What item would you like
just
him to take off?
Just happen to be off? In the lobby for extended periods of time. Yeah.
What should he take off?
Pants.
Okay. Take off the pants. Thank you very much, Blake. Very excited. Over at the bar, it's Ronnie Spector. Hey, Ronnie Spector. You know, Ronnie Spector, you've had romances with David Bowie, John Lennon, Keith Richards.
Damn, you did that, girl.
Yes. Who was your best lover in your life, would you say?
Keith.
Whoa. Wow. Oh, my gosh, Ronnie.
But
you are
she
the
only
best.
Has celebrities inside
I know,
of her.
She is the... Let's go to Alex from Huntington. Hey, Alex, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Cynthia. I love you. My question is for Tiffany.
Okay.
What was your ex's reaction when you gave him his Air Jordan that you took a crap in?
He was very upset. I was standing in the doorway. He was like, oh, no, somebody done boo-booed in my shoe. And I stood in the doorway, and I was like, yeah, you put me through, now you walking in it, mother. And I ran out the house because I knew he wasn't going to chase me through his mama house with doo-doo on his feet.
The ultimate.
There's some other ways to get revenge, though, I've thought of.
Yeah.
Because I know I dated a dude that he said I talked too much. And I was on Amazon, I saw you could buy crickets. And he always would tell me I need to be quiet. So I wanted to, I didn't do it, but I thought of it. Let the crickets loose in his car, put lettuce under the seat so the crickets live a long time. He had 45-minute commute to work, so then all he hears is... There go your peace and quiet. There go your peace and quiet.
Yeah. How did you know about the lettuce thing?
Yeah, but you're just spitballing.
Crickets eat lettuce. Crickets eat lettuce.
It is time for my mom's opening day. And it goes to the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer right here in the clubhouse, Ronnie Spector, everybody. From being the front woman of the Ronettes in the 60s, singing classics like Be My Baby, to her solo work with George Harrison, Bruce Springsteen, and Joey Ramone, this musical icon has always been the bad girl of rock and roll, and I, frankly, am in awe of her talent, her mind-blowing career, and her high, high hair. Thank you, Ronnie Spector, for being here. Baby, we love you so much.
I love
you,
Ronnie.
Tonight's Jackal goes to everyone who thinks that Khloe Kardashian confirmed her pregnancy by calling her boyfriend Daddy on Instagram. I mean, here's the thing. If that is considered a confirmation of a pregnancy, then I have so much child support to pay, you have no idea. You know what I'm saying? Did you have some good vodka tonight?
Yes, yes. The best.
All right.
Ready.
Cynthia Bailey, always great to see you. Please come back. Back. It's Tiffany Haddish's book. It's called The Last Black Man. It's out now. Cynthia Bailey from The Real Housewives of Atlanta. And of course, Ronnie Spector. Ronnie Spector's best Christmas party ever is underway with upcoming dates, including City Winery, the 20th and 21st in New York. More dates and details at ronniespector.com. You two are chatting.
Sorry. She said she wanted a book. I was like, I'm going to make sure you get one.
Yes,
she going to give me one of these candles.
Yes.
Did you see her candle?
I have a candle for you.
Oh, my
it
God.
It smells so good.
Yes.
It smells like success. It seemed like it will open your soul.
Exactly.
Wow.
Your candle is bomb.
Ooh,
you.
That does smell good.
I told you.
Yes.
I have it for you. It's from my 50 cents line.
50 cents? Oh, I love it.
Get
That's
it?
Hilarious.
There's 50
Light
cents.
And love. I try to be the light and love. Them.
Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Andy Byrne, like really long.
Hey, Andy. It's Christy from Texas.
Hey, Christy. What's your question?
Hey, my question's for Cynthia.
Okay.
Whose side are you on between Kim and Kenya?
I'm on Kenya's side because, honestly, I don't know really why Kim has a problem with Kenya. Like, they don't really have a real beef. I know that Kim was upset with Kenya about going into Sheree's basement, but since then, Kenya and Sheree have squashed it, and they're cool. So it's kind of like, you know, that show Unsolved Mysteries. Like, why exactly do you hate Kenya?
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling? Hey, caller.
Sounds like when I worked for a phone sex operator. When I was young.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, guys. Okay, so my question's for Tiffany. Do you think Will and Jada will ever do another Groupon with you, or is that door closed?
I already know what's... Look, let me tell you something, okay? They will do another Groupon with me. I know Jada will. I'm not sure if Will will. Because he be busy, but me and Jada been talking. I was like, we should go get some facials, girl. We can go do an exercise class. Also, I found where we can get, like, x-rays of our bodies for no reason. Just because... We can also do DNA testing. Like, it's all these great things on there. So she said she would do anything with me again. So we're going to do it.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Sue from Providence.
Okay, hey, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you.
This is like a Hanukkah miracle.
Totally.
My question is for Cynthia.
Okay.
How has Peter been dealing with seeing your dating life play out on TV?
We're not together anymore, so I'm not there when he watches it. He told me, actually, I spoke to him a couple days ago. He said he hasn't really watched it.
Right. I
don't imagine that it's easy. I mean, I don't want to watch his dating life on TV, so
right.
I kind of get it. I mean, I guess it's well as to be expected, but we are officially divorced, and we both have moved on, so...
Tiffany, this is your memoir. There's some tough stuff in here that you reveal about your childhood. How hard was that to put out there?
It was super hard.
Yeah.
It's super hard, but, you know, I was challenged. And if you ever challenge me,
Yeah.
Take you up on it.
Who challenged you? Just your editors?
My editors and someone who helped me organize it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Tucker Max.
How long have you been doing stand-up?
I've been doing stand-up since I was 15 years old.
Really?
I am 21 right now.
Yes.
For the 17th year.
Right. Do you, when you got the script for Girls Trip, did you ever have any thought that it would be as big as...
No, I as... just, like, when I saw... Okay, let me tell you something. I did a movie called Keanu, right? Uh-huh. And all the crew from Keanu... a lot of them got hired for Girls Trip, and they sent me the script, and they were like, you got to audition for this. This is you. We had this same night, blah, blah, blah. Like, you got to do this. And so I read the script, and I was like, somebody been partying with me. They know me. And so I told my agent, get me the job. And then my agent was like, they said that they only want to see people with names. And I was like, you tell them that I had a name since 1979.
That's right.
I was born with a name.
Wow.
And I guess they told them something because they let me come in and audition. And then when I saw that there was a grapefruit scene, I was like, got this job. Wow.
That's great.
And I booked it. And I didn't know it was going to be this big, but I just knew that I would definitely develop relationships with people that I would want to work with forever.
Wow.
I loved it. I took my daughter to see it.
You did?
You took
your daughter?
All of us saw it together. And it was hilarious. And you were definitely our favorite. I
mean, thank you.
You're so good.
You're going to be my new bestie.
I was gonna say, I got a lot of best friends already, but I mean, you know.
We gonna turn up, though.
Okay. I can take on another one.
Okay, I could take on another one, too. Okay. I got a spot.
Nice.
We got spots for each other.
Ronnie.
And we're both single.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
We can go hunting.
I know.
Ronnie, you were on Radio Andy with me, and there was one question that I forgot to ask you that I meant to. In the day when you were touring, in the 60s, what was your relationship with the Supremes, you guys?
Oh, they were great.
It was good.
I mean, all the girl groups. I mean, it was a girl group thing in the 60s.
Yeah.
The Crystals, the Chantels, everybody, the Shirelles. Yeah. It was great. And, of course, Diana Ross and the Supremes. Right, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Was there a real rivalry between the girl groups, or was it more of a friendly...
No, back then, we were all just wanting to make it and hear our records on the radio and... go out and sing and make the due money.
Yeah.
That's right.
I mean, how could they have rivalry? There was no social media.
Right.
Yes,
that's
right.
True.
And exactly. I wasn't here stirring it up. I want to thank Tiffany, Cynthia, and Ronnie for more of the Girl Mama TV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
Are you tired of dating assholes? Do you want a Prince Charming? If so, we're filming a reality show. Sign up here.
12 American women are flown over to the UK for a bachelor-style reality dating show.
There are so many questions about a show like this because it's so odd.
These women have been told that they were going to be dating the world's most eligible bachelor, Prince Harry.
What? Y'all playing with me, right?
You can binge The Bachelor of Buckingham Palace exclusively on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.